Jim, it was something that I started working on along with Tom Sikorsky here. After the last time you and I talked, in fact, Tom and I decided to basically take a good 4 to 6 week run to expand on a list that former Chicago sports writer Taylor Bell did back in 2012. He had about 35 schools that he figured, but we decided, because of what we've been doing with our annual list, to go ahead and do one with the decades of dominance to kind of show exactly how well some of these schools have done throughout the state of Illinois. And, of course, right there in Mercer County with Aledo, starting out as the Green Dragons and then eventually going into the Golden Eagles with that consolidation. It obviously shows how successful a football program that you have right there in Western Illinois.
Yeah, and the one thing I dig about this thing is I like to look at the small schools, and I know, you know, there are great large school programs well documented, but when you start talking about small schools, you talk about, well, what's the impact? Do they even exist anymore, you know, in the format where they were recognized in? And I see Southern High School, the Rebels, from 1970 to 79, 85 and 14 was a great decade for them. They're now part of the West Central Consolidated School District with the former Union High School. But when you do a deep dive in this stuff, especially as it relates to a lot of these small schools, I'm sure you find a lot of those type of stories where reorganization, consolidation, or annexation has impacted a lot of these schools.
Certainly does. I mean, I even see it with even further down the road from Stronghurst, for instance. Let's say, look at Carthage, when they were known as Hancock Central, then later became Hancock High. Now they're part of Illini West. Some of the information that I just find very impressive that, you know, we've had some great coaches and some great talent throughout the years really shine in the state of Illinois and not necessarily up in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, and I see Monmouth Warren. They're part of the United School District now. They're 1990 through 1999. They were 93 and 19. Tim Engelbretson was their coach in that decade. And I think the other thing that is neat about this list is, for us historians that really follow the sport, you know, the IHSA playoffs didn't start until 1974. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of... I mean, you had a lot of schools prior to 1974. When I look at this list, that were gypped out of playing in the IHSA playoffs, that had a pretty good run. So some of the old timers that sit in the coffee shop when they say I played for whoever in 1960, and you see some of those unbelievable numbers where they didn't get a play in the high school football playoffs, I think that's like another interesting component of this. I'll give you an example. 1950 through 59, Murfreesboro. So the guys down in the Murfreesboro coffee shop in downstate Illinois, they say we were 70 and 15 and didn't get a play in one playoff game. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that, to say the least. In fact, my son's a broadcaster down there with Murfreesboro. He got to do their entire state run last year. It was his first season as play-by-play announcer. So you know that there's a lot of great pride down in that community, down there in Murphy, as they call it, only 7 miles away from Carbondale. And the Red Devils had a great run. It's kind of ironic. Doc Bencini, who their field is named after, was a coach for a number of those years. But there were also other years in there, too, where you had a coach step in for a year and then leave, then another one, then Doc came back. And still, they kept the beat. They, you know, the beat went on. They continued to win.
Well, and that's the other great thing, too, about the history of this thing is you go back all the way, I think, as far back as the early 1900s. Is that right? I see.
Mm-hmm.
1910, where did I see it? 1910 to 1919. Is that the furthest you go back, or do you go back even beyond that?
Actually, go back to the 1900s. Moline had a winning percentage of 80.813, which is 66-13-7 record. Now, remember, and we count ties as half win, half loss in this whole percentage, and the percentages are true. There's no rounding up. Had some great help from a couple of guys, Darren Moline, one of which I can't say his last name. His first name is Kurt. He really did a lot of research for me on this one. I think it's Kurt Rosen. He was also a professor at USC. Really found a lot of this information that really helped me with that record. And that's, I'll tell you what, Jim, especially in that period of time, most schools weren't even playing that many schools, that many games in those seasons, because schools didn't have control of their athletic programs, didn't really get them until after World War I.
Interesting. Well, another great list. Kev Varney, appreciate high school football historian helping us out with great information on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.